I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Troubling news today from Burkina Faso. The Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman, Todd Nettleton, tells us.
This was an attack on a baptism service specifically targeting Christians. It is believed that it was radical Muslims, possibly affiliated with the Islamic State. At least 15 people were killed. Many others have fled.
Islamic terrorist groups are gaining ground in the Sahel region and have been for the past few years. If you want to help persecuted believers through VOM USA, visit us online.
One of the things that Voice of the Martyrs is doing in Burkina Faso is helping to prepare the church for persecution, helping pastors understand the theology of persecution and what the Bible says about persecution so that they can turn around and pass that on to their congregations.
And Pentecost Sunday is this weekend, May 23rd.
The day of Pentecost takes us back to Acts chapter 1 and chapter 2, and Jesus promises to his disciples that they should go to Jerusalem and wait, and he's going to send the Holy Spirit that will empower them to bring his message to the whole world.
Operation Mobilization's Jörg Asbacher, also with the Alliance for the Unreached, says 2,000 years later, a third of us still haven't received the gospel.
If there really are 3 billion people in this world right now today who do not have access to know about Jesus, that's a huge problem. And now that I know about it, it's incumbent upon me to do something.
The 111 Prayer Challenge kicks off this Sunday on the International Day for the Unreached. Get the details at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.